This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know what I love about doing something like this?
What?
That you're just going to justify it for everybody.
What? Someone's got to.
Because that's who you are.
Well, because you're an advocate for the.
We need to know why you're going to hell.
Well, there it is.
What is that one thing you've done? Or you can rat somebody else out. But I mean, this is more about personal things, you know, where you're like, I've done a lot of things in my life that I think I can be forgiven for. But that one thing.
Yeah.
Is probably.
You can't forgive.
There's a Missouri woman who was caught on camera stealing a treadmill from a front porch. Now, Steve's justification will begin shortly. The homeowner's son said he had bought the treadmill for his dad, who is battling bladder cancer, and he needs it so he can stay in shape during the treatment.
But the woman, the thief, alleged thief, but she didn't know that, though. She was just stealing a treadmill. She didn't know that this dad had cancer and all the other stuff.
But the judges know, right? You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where you stole, and maybe you think, I'm just stealing from some suburban people. That's great. But then when you get to the pearly gates, you're like, yeah, I know I stole, but like, I made amends. I did a lot of other things. Did you know that was going to a cancer patient? Oh, come on!
Oh, she goes, no, I did not.
Doesn't matter.
So she's not guilty of that.
No, she's...
You're trying to slop that guilt.
It's slopped.
That's sloppy guilt.
It's guilt no matter what, because that cancer patient would have had his treadmill had she not been a porch pirate. So,
well, if you look at it that way, I guess.
Well, that is the way
when you
that
twist
I'm
all the facts.
Oh, I'm twisting facts now, am I? So that's that in a nutshell is like, have you done something like that where we have 20 different stories about cancer that are so disgusting that are like,
that is pretty low.
Moms, where was the mom?
Oh, yeah.
She pretended her child had cancer.
Yep.
Her four-year-old daughter, she pretended she had cancer. She raised money for medical costs. She bilked people out of like 16 grand.
There was another dude that did the same thing. He said he had cancer. He faked it and got 30 grand out of friends and family.
You know, like, now that's complete. That's for sure you're going to hell for that.
Mm.
Because you're knowingly saying you have something that you know touches at the heartstrings of everybody.
And they just give freely.
Yes.
They don't even ask. They just
And you
their...
know you don't have it.
Yeah, but they should ask, though. They should. You got to prove it, dude. Prove that you have.
So this is you, right? This is you. Somebody's like standing there at the street corner going, I have leukemia. It's like, no, I need to see a chart.
Well, I mean,
that's what you say.
Well,
that's what you say.
Anyone could come up and say they have that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then show me.
So, have you ever? I've watched you give money to people for no reason. You don't ask for a chart.
You're right.
It'd be really weird if they produce a chart with like,
or show me a bill from the hospital or something.
Oh my god! This is not like going to your local rec center. I need to see a water bill from that jurisdiction, or I'm not letting you in. It's. Sometimes you say things and it makes my head hurt.
I'm just trying to help.
I feel like I have an aneurysm or something.
Can you prove it? I need to see a bill.
I don't need to prove it, but I'm starting a GoFundMe page for my aneurysm.
I'll donate.
I'm naming my aneurysm Steve.
Whatever.
So this is the other one that Steve is already, like, just before when we were talking about doing this on the air, he's like, no, these aren't even bad. These people aren't going to hell. There's like seven different people who have stolen the big red kettle from Salvation Army.
And all I was saying is clearly the thieves needed that money more than anyone else. That money was going to go to the people like this anyway. So all they did was just, you know, kind of hurry up the process. No, you don't have to haul that heavy. I'll haul the kettle.
They Tom chained it.
They were middle.
They cut out the middleman.
They did.
That's what they did.
That's all they did. Now they were crucifying them. They needed that money.
I get it.
The money was going to them anyway.
Right. Not all of it, though.
But so, well,
what if it happened to be one of those kettles that somebody just dropped a bunch of Sacagaweas in that were rare, or the one that had 10 grand in it recently?
People put 10 grand.
Yeah, somebody put a stack of Hondos in a.
Get out.
It was 10 grand.
Holy smokes.
And there was somebody put a bunch of rare coins in recently as well.
Well, they're putting their coin collections in there?
No, they're trying to donate. This is their way of donating.
So these thieves, they went ahead and took what they needed, and they passed on the rest to the Sacagaweas.
Yeah, I'm sure they were like, oh my God, this is too much. It's not like I ever faked having cancer.
See?
I want you guys to know that the main reason that Steve is defending certain people like this is, as a child, he made up a charity, made a little cardboard box, and went door to door, and was like, I'm having Thomas Jefferson Middle School, and we're raising money for uniforms. But it's a long acronym, but it means it's for puppies with cancer, and they live in the Guatemala. And like, people gave him money.
And I bought some pot.
And he bought weed with it.
I did. Well, what?
But I just need. The charities. I don't know. I think an ounce is wrong. I mean, I think the kids need.
Okay. I never said the money was going to anywhere. I just said I'm collecting.
You said it was for a charity.
Which turned out to be my pot dealer. It was a slow week.
You're so filthy.
What?
You're so dirty, dirty, dirty.
Well,
if you've done something, and we will voice disguise the crap out of you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we really already have one of those.
What, those people?
Look at it.
Your people.
No, but look at
Robert.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
All right, we're gonna talk to Robert. If there's a reason, if you're hanging on by a thread, knowing you're going to hell eventually,
yeah,
we want to hear why. Robert.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
You are disguised, Robert. Please say it's not true.
I was in college. I really needed a wig for my drag show that I was doing, because that's why I paid for my semester. So I may have gone onto the website, the Susan B. Anthony website, and got a wig. and I told my friends and family, I told people I didn't know over the internet, obviously, that I may or may not have cat cancer. And then I got a $300 wig for free. And I also paid for my books for the semester.
I love how you preface, I may have done this.
I know, everything's allegedly. I don't know. I mean, I was there, but I don't remember all the details. They're fuzzy. So you pretended to need the wig because you'd lost all your... That's
Robert.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
But my drag show was fierce. It was fierce.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's your drag. You did. Yep. You faked cancer for a drag show, man.
Yeah, right.
Not ideal. Megan.
Hi.
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 Yeah. Why are you going to hell?
Yeah.
Okay. So I once married a guy for...
I'm sorry, your phone just broke up. You married him for what?
For a house.
How do you I don't understand. How does that happen?
So I was dating this guy, and he had a lot of money, and we were kind of like, he was looking into buying property, and so there's this one house that I went to see with him, and I fell in love with it, and I was like, I have to live here. So I got him to buy it. We got married. And after 3 years, we divorced, and I demanded the house, and I got it.
So. Good for you. Nicely done.
Got a house.
Thank you.
Why?
I find it ironic that you're the person who gets so mad when some guy gets cut in half by a woman who was only in it for the money from the beginning. But now you're praising Megan. Megan, are you so proud of it that like no voice disguiser, didn't change your name?
She's
like,
proud. Yep.
You like, okay. You didn't love him.
He was kind of a jerk. He was like, you know, not a super nice guy. So I'm like, whatever, you know.
Megan, it's his.
He's one of those guys who flaunts his money. So I was like, whatever, you're going to flaunt your money. I'm going to take advantage of it.
True. Plus, on his end, it's buyer beware. He should have seen what he was getting into with you.
You legitimately didn't love him.
A little digger.
Megan, you stayed with him for, you were married for 3 years. So you probably a couple years of courting and getting him to buy the house. This was, God, but putting in 5 years for a free house.
This was a job. This was like a job.
Is that really what you did?
He proposed like after 6 months.
Okay, so you're
yeah. good for
so then, and then we got married real fast, like within, I think it was like 3 months later. So then,
good for you.
Still a 4 year plan for a free house.
Nicely done.
And is it free and clear? You don't have to make payments. It's your house.
Yeah, it's mine.
Okay,
gotta respect it, man. The guys are idiots
and
for not seeing
car.
This.
And you got a car.
Oh,
and you didn't have kids with him or anything. You just got the material stuff. Okay.
Well, I got it. You know, Megan.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Megan. Yep. You're going to hell. I mean, you're awesome. You're going to be like the queen of hell, but Amanda.
Yay.
Why are you going to hell?
So it's actually not me. My best friend passed away 4 years ago in a drunk driving accident with three other people. He was a passenger.
Okay. That's awful.
And his family was really overwhelmed. So one of the girls we went to high school with opened up a GoFundMe for him. And she actually ghosted with over $5,000.
No, what a...
People donated thinking it was going to the family, and she took
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She had to leave town.
So she's blocked all of his friends and all of his family on social media. She hasn't gone to any of the, you know, memorials or anything. So nobody knows what happened to her, but...
Oh, man. Would you really sell everybody you know out for $5,000? Oh, my God, dude.
We found out that she was actually posting on the anniversary, which was December 7th, that she missed him. And so, unfortunately, because she blocked everyone, nobody could comment on anything.
That's pure evil. She's running hell when she gets there. Thank you for the call, Amanda.
Dang.
We got another VD here.
Oh, voice disguiser.
George.
Yay.
Why are you going to hell?
I ruined an officer's career in the military by putting porn on his computer and then filing the report.
What? Why would you? What?
He did something wrong to you? He spited you in some way?
He multiple times messed with my platoon, shut down our smoke pit, and just gave us a rash of hell.
And so you snuck in and put porn on his computer.
Dishonorably discharged?
No, because I never got caught.
No, but he did. He got caught and got in trouble.
Well, he was senior leadership, so I don't know how much trouble he ultimately got in. I know it wasn't good.
You brought a country down that day, George. You hurt a
you literally. And the guy's just like, I swear to God,
right,
I don't even want.
Do
like, he's absolutely innocent.
Yes,
he's gonna like he gets a front row to watch you fry.
Wow, you weakened the country.
Oh my God,
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.